listening to Modern Dealership Magazine's In the Box podcast. My name is Joey Little, and thank you for joining me as I interview some of the hardest working people in automotive retail. Whether it's the people working at the dealership or those selling products to dealerships to help them sell more cars, you'll have them right here on Modern Dealership's In the Box podcast. Do you have a suggestion on who we should interview? Email your suggestion to media@moderndealership.com. Love talking to people that work in dealerships across the country. Today, I'm talking to somebody who's just down the highway from me. I got to find out exactly where around St. Louis you're at. And I got your name wrong because I've only read your name before. I called you Rachel, but it's Rochelle, right?
Correct. It is Rochelle.
Rochelle Bauer. Did I get it right? Yes. Rochelle. And I see you on Facebook. Is that a middle name or is that the Danae?
That is my middle name. It is Danae, yes.
So do you go by the full Rochelle Danae, or do you just go by Rochelle? What do your friends call you, and what do they call you at work?
I just go by Rochelle, but, you know, my middle name is pretty unique, so I like to put it out there. I mean, why wouldn't I, right?
You're a marketer, so why not, right?
Correct.
But you are a marketer, being a social media coordinator and digital marketing assistant at the Weber Group. Is that group correct? Weber Chevrolet, Weber Ford, Granite City,
yes,
Chevrolet? How many you got?
We have actually 6 dealerships now. We just opened 2 new ones, but I've been here for like a year and 2 months. So it's fun. I love what I do.
So where is in the St. Louis area? Where are you guys? I guess you're all over the place. So just to answer my question by reading Weber Chevrolet of Granite City. But so you're not in the metro area in the outskirts?
Yeah, so that's going to be, you know, across, for people that know St. Louis, it's across, like, the Poplar Street Bridge. You're going to go straight over there. It's like 20 minutes from downtown, I guess.
And it's pronounced Illinois, not Illinois.
Correct. No, I'm kidding.
it's past East St. Louis, which East St. Louis doesn't have the same kind of reputation it used to have back in the day, right? Is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. That is correct. Yep. You wanted to stay on St. Louis side? Let's just say that.
I see. So it does have a little bit of the old reputation. I thought Nelly cleared all that stuff up and is getting hot in her and his claim to fame in the 90s. Or is that because I know you're a millennial. Are you a Nelly fan?
I like Nelly, yeah. I mean, I listen to him still whenever he comes on. It's all good.
Jam out. So congratulations, first of all, and I say first of all, which it wasn't first of all, I just got to make it sound like it's at the top of the list, and I'm sad that I wanted to talk about St. Louis before I wanted to talk about the little baby girl that you have that you just gave birth to. How long ago, and what is her name?
So that was about 7.5 months ago, December 13th, and her name is Raylan Danae Bauer.
So you loved your middle name so much you gave it to your daughter as well.
Yes. I mean, we have the same initials. She looks, you know, just like my little twin when I was young. So, hey, why not carry it on, you know?
You said you've been working at the dealership group for about 1.5 years. Were you in automotive before that as well?
Yes. So I've been in like 2.5 years, I guess, now. I was at another dealership before, but I switched to here. So,
What was it at the dealership that you were with before that made you kind of want to seek out and go somewhere else? Were you not being challenged enough, or I don't want you to have to, you know, burn any bridges or anything, but
my challenges were not, what I expected, and I needed a little bit more, to open my wings up. So, and they weren't willing to let me do that. So I needed to go fly somewhere else.
Tell me a day in the life of Rochelle, because when I spoke to you before, you were working from home a little bit, and I can assume that with a new baby. How is that difficult to do what you do from home? Do you have to be at the dealership, or give me an idea of what your daily what is the daily for you?
I only work from home like 1 day a week, and that's just, you know, staying in pajamas all day and be in front of a computer. But the other 4 days a week, I'm at the dealership, and I, you know, help out the sales guys with their dealer raider stuff. You know, I get my vehicles that I need, and, you know, just regular things like that. So You don't always have to be at the dealership, no, but I mean, it's nice to put your face out there for people to see. So, I mean, it is social stuff, and I'm a social butterfly, so it's easy for me.
Not that you just create a lot of content for the dealerships, but you also create a lot of personal content too. But what I see you different is that you never try to sell in your own personal kind of thread.
Right. No, that's just my own personal everyday stuff that, you know, I put my baby on there. I don't want to sell her, so.
I don't know what the fair market value is or KBB book price for little babies, but I'm sure it's in the trillions and trillions or not enough money in the world for you. So for somebody, she's really cute. So give me an idea. Where's your passion at when you're at work? Like, what part of what you do in digital marketing or social, what is the one thing that you really look forward to doing as part of your job duties?
I just really like to see customers have a great experience at our dealerships, you know, from a sale to a service to just coming through the front door. I mean, that's like my main goal, and I love to see that happen. So,
meaning just
for that.
Customer experience, customer service. What? Tell me a little bit more about that.
Customer experience. You know, I do the social media and reputation management stuff, so I look at that every day. And you know, whenever you have reviews come across that are just fantastic, of course, you know, you just get excited about it, and you're like, look at this. This customer experience and it was fantastic. So it's just great to keep that going. You know, keep the positivity, and that's just what we love to do. I love to do.
When it comes to content that you guys are putting out on Weber Chevrolet on Facebook or the Granite City location, I see that you have a couple different themes. Tell me a little bit about Tech Tuesday. Do you have anything to do with that? That's on the social
I
side,
don't,
right?
No. We have certain people that do those videos for us and and put time into it, and of course we post them and whatnot. But yeah, that's a weekly thing that we do. We try to switch it up, you know, sometimes funny stuff, whatnot, but we like to, you know, put little videos and clips out there for our customers if, you know, they didn't know that, or, you know, something that they can learn new that week, you know. So just something like that. And then we do pre-owned vehicles and funny stuff, you know, just keep it kind of fresh.
How, and reviews for the dealership, how important is for you guys to get reviews? I know you said you handle reputation management. Is this something you handle on your own, or is it a team effort when it comes to responding?
It's a team effort. When it comes to negative ones, I handle all the reviews that are positive, though.
Mm-hmm.
And I just had I drew a blank in my head.
I understand.
Yes, it is important. It is important for us to get reviews, but we don't, you know, like push and say, hey, we need this really, really bad. No, we just put it out there, say, hey, you know, if you have time, whatnot, if you had a great experience, even if you don't have great experience, whatnot, we want you to put it out there. We want to know, because that's the only way that we're going to know to change something for our organization that's not working, or, you know, to make us better. So, I mean, it's very important to get that feedback.
As somebody who's into social and digital marketing and content and basically trying to create, you know, to brand yourself online, your company, to brand yourself online, I can't see, because we're friends on Facebook, but I can't see what mutual friends we have. And a lot of times I'll check that out just to see if there's salespeople that, you know, across the country that we're connected to both connected to. But I can't see, so I don't know if you're connected to a lot of people outside of your bubble that are in sales across the country. Are you? Do you follow or connect with a lot of other salespeople? Are you not that you're in sales, you're in marketing, but do you see those people in your feed?
Sometimes, not all the time, just because I don't know. I try to separate that from my work just because, I mean, being on Facebook constantly every day, you know, you never can just disengage in all of that. So I keep that separate. I mean, I do have, you know, friends on Facebook that are sales and all that stuff, but it's not like huge things. You know what I mean?
Right.
We connect outside of that.
Do you see sales type posts from car salesmen in your feed? You do see a little bit?
Yes.
Well, the reason I'm just kind of building up to it is there's somebody who's into social, somebody who knows, understands about content, understands about how to brand. All I wanted to do was, what is it that, is there anything that's bothering? Because it bothers me to see salespeople. I like, it used to be, and this may be a long story longer. First of all, I got to say, thank you for connecting with me. That's awesome. Thank you. Since you said it's kind of your personal Facebook. Next is, back in the day, 2011, 2012, I was just begging salespeople across the country to get on Facebook and to post pictures of happy customers and talk about their experience and put out something about their passions about the, you know, the car they're selling. If they're absolutely in love with the Ford F-150 or the Chevy Equinox, you know, give some reason of why that would be a great purchase, right? Or just kind of show your passion for your product. And it was like pulling teeth. At first, you couldn't get management to, you know, managers didn't want their salespeople associated with their dealership because they're afraid they're going to post something stupid. And then you see this kind of like, and I was begging for sales to do it. And then all of a sudden you see this switch. And then now there is just a plethora of car salesmen, men and women, that are just constantly posting. And I've got to say now that I'm in a situation, the majority of the stuff that I see is not to the level or to a strategy that I would think was a good strategy. Are you seeing the same thing? And as somebody who's a social, you know, subject matter expert, do you have like two or three things that you can tell salespeople out there that are trying to brand themselves of what they should be doing?
You know, I think that original content from a salesperson is the most, the best thing that they could do, you know, instead of, you know, taking a video from a website, that's not doing any work. You know, you're just taking something from somewhere else. I need you to go out there and take your pictures and sell your car that you want to sell. And you do the work, you do the footwork and show somebody that you want to do that. You know what I mean? Instead of taking it off the website and being like, oh, here, come buy this car. No, we want original things from you. We want your own content.
What are some of those content ideas that you would, that you kind of would suggest?
I would do just a quick walk around of the vehicle. I mean, something that shows just a quick, like, 10, 15 second video, or do, you know, create a little slideshow. What else? I don't know. I mean,
I caught you off guard. I completely caught you off. It's quite all right.
You did.
That's why I love them. That's why this podcast and the interview is called In the Box. You're familiar with the box at the dealership, right? It's a place where customers, you know, kind of squirm around in their seat a little bit because, you know, they're pressing them, right? I got to press you here. I want to get your knowledge and get it out there for the masses because I think that there's a lot of stuff that's in your head that you do. This is the challenge. You do it every day. And then when I just kind of like, hey, tell everybody else how to do it, it's kind of a difficult thing because if you've been making the perfect omelet for a long time and then all of a sudden I tell you to write the recipe for it, it's not as easy as anybody can think it is.
Right. Right. Well, yeah, you're correct.
Well, then tell me, let's go on this then. How about, so, all right, this is something I want to know. When I worked in broadcasting way back in the day in radio, I ran a morning show on a rock station. And when we were looking for ideas and things to do, at the time, the internet was very young. We would go on other stations across the country, not even in our market, and we would see what they were doing, and we would steal it. Does the auto industry, do you think the same thing can be okay in social media is to look at other dealerships, see what they're doing if they're not in your market and take their ideas and do that? Because I bring this up because I have a great friend named Kathy Nesbitt. I don't know if you guys are connected. She's with a dealership down in Arkansas. And I think you two should connect. And I would just, you both could steal from each other. But is that a faux pas? Is that something you look down on? Or do you think you should be 100% original?
I wouldn't call it stealing. I would say that's what you do with your competitors. You know what I mean? So you bounce ideas off. And, I mean, you don't have to let those people know that you're looking at their stuff. But,
right.
I mean, that's definitely something that people do. You go to see what your competitors are doing, how they're doing it, and see if you can do it better.
I see. And do you ever look outside your market at all to see what's going on?
Outside of my market, like with cars, you mean?
Well, like, and just see what kind of advertising or social posting content, you know, digital, that maybe a six dealer group in, let's say, upstate New York is doing.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes we do that, not always. We kind of look more, you know, around our location to see, like, what's going on around. Like, why are people going to that dealership and not, you know, somewhere else? And, you know, just local, kind of.
So when you're handling the digital marketing as the digital marketing assistant for the group, are you in the ad side of things? Are you doing paid ads, or is it more the organic content that you put together for the digital marketing assistant job?
It's more organic, but we do pay for it. We do boost it. We do all that stuff. But
do you handle that side, or is there somebody in that does that with you, that does the paid side?
No, I do it, and my boss helps me do it too.
I see.
But so it's basically me, but I do, pretty much all of it.
Do you guys, because I haven't dove deep into what you guys do for digital marketing and social for the service side, fixed ops, do you guys focus on fixed ops much at all, or is it mostly on the sales side of the house?
It's mostly sales. We do sometimes put together a couple fixed ops things, but it's more of sales side for sure.
And do you get a lot of buy-in from the salespeople that work at the dealership? Do you have them sharing your stuff, or is that a pain point? A lot of dealerships have that problem where, you know, I've even seen it here. Yeah,
it's a goal. Like, we want them to take our stuff, put it out there too, and get it out there as much as possible. Yeah. So, and our guys are really good at that.
And tell everybody why. Tell everybody why that's important for you to have them share the stuff from the dealership.
Well, you get more people through the door, hopefully, and they see, you know, that we're actually doing something with our Facebook and putting footwork in it to make them see our stuff. You know, we want people to recognize it all, you know. So it is important. For, you know, you put time and work into something, you want it to go somewhere, obviously.
Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna get a tiny bit into your personal life again, because recently got married? We've been friends on Facebook for so long, but never really met in person ever, which I guess the kids call IRL in real life. But I've got to see you. I've got to see major milestones in your life. You got married, was
yes.
it 2 years ago or before?
Well, that's a little, okay, so it's a little deep. I got married.
We don't have to get into the deepness here.
Well, it's, okay, so let's just say I got married, divorced, and married again, but it's the same person.
Hey, my parents did the exact same thing when I was a kid. They did the exact same thing. And guess how long they've been married now for the second time?
How long?
1 year. They've been divorced since I was four again. But you're proving it wrong. You're proving it different. And that's great because you and your husband look like you have a great time. Is he in the automotive industry as well?
No, he's actually a contractor. So he's in the house side of it.
You handle automotive. Do you do any marketing for his construction at all?
You know, I did, but then his partner and him, they kind of took it over because, I mean, I just have too much on my plate. You know, so I was helping them though.
This is your first baby, right? Your very firstborn?
Correct.
When you were a kid in grade school, did you grow up in the St. Louis area?
I did.
You did. I used to spend a lot of time in St. Louis. Sometime we'll have a chat. I'll tell you about my fun times in St. Louis. I used to live. Used to have a place. Now I didn't live. I had a place down at Gentry's Landing. I don't know if you know what that was. Like down on Oak and near the Arch. Those two two kind of condo buildings that look exactly the same, but they're a half block apiece or apart. When you were a kid growing up in St. Louis, in the St. Louis area, what did you want to be when you grew up? Well, did you want to be running marketing for a dealership group?
No, I never even thought about it. It kind of just fell in my lap too, not going to lie. But whenever I was younger, what did I want to be? I wanted to be a police officer, actually.
A police officer?
Sometimes I still want to, I'm not going to lie.
What kind of police? Just a traffic cop or a detective? Murder detective, homicide?
Yeah, like that.
I watch
48 Hours all the time, and I love it. I just love it.
I can't watch 48 Hours anymore, and the reason I can't is because 20 minutes into the episode, I find myself screaming at the television, lawyer up, lawyer up, lawyer up.
Right.
I just keep yelling that. I don't understand why all these suspects are on 48 Hours just start talking. So
I know.
Well, that's interesting. You're quite young, so you still have a huge career ahead of you, whether you stay in automotive or if you become a homicide detective. and with East St. Louis right across the river, the MLK Bridge over there, there's a lot of murder going on. I don't know if any more. I'm just trying to make it a little bit, but they could probably use your help over there.
Maybe someday.
Maybe what?
Maybe someday.
All right, two more questions, and then I'm going to let you get back to work. Now, the second to the last question is, do you and your husband still have your king and queen ball caps from your honeymoon?
And I still rock it.
And do you guys still wear them? Did you make him wear that, or was he just willing and able to wear it?
He is the one who got his first, actually.
And you're like, where's my queen one?
Yeah, so I had to get one.
That's excellent. And the last question to ask you, better barbecue, Kansas City or St. Louis?
Ooh, I'm going to have to go with my hometown. Sorry.
You guys do good ribs over there. We'll tell you that.
Yeah.
And it was way before your time, but is there still like a really bad grumbling of the 1985 World Series or the Kansas City Royals? Yeah.
There is.
You're not old enough to get irate about that. So
I'm not, but I'm not. Yeah, I'm not going to get irate about it.
It's all good. Hey, I know you're a very busy lady, and I appreciate it, Rochelle Bauer. Don't send her a friend request on Facebook because she only connects with really cool people like me. But I'll put in a good word to anybody that wants to connect. I'll send you their information. And I do think that you need to connect with Kathy Nesbitt at Harry Robinson. I think it's Chevy Buick down there in Arkansas. So thank you so much for taking the time, Rochelle.
Hey, thank you for having me. And y'all have a good day, okay?
I'm going to try. We'll see ya.
All right. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.